This is us, meaning him and me. Right now we're just exhausted. We're back from a journey. We saw palazzos, vaporettos, and espressos. We were on a journey to Italy, like the title of a movie with a happy ending. Really, we were mostly in Venice, because it is the city where lovers go. It's also the city over water that will end up underwater. Greens, ochres, pinks, blues, even greys that shine. That's Italy. And the pasta, of course. Now we're a true couple. 2 years that we've been together. 2 years nowadays, it's almost a miracle. 2 years of happiness with ups and downs. And in-betweens, mostly. Really, we just need to pick up Jean-Luc that we dropped off at my parents' between the airport and the train station. Night train to Venice, that was my idea. So now we're back to New York, we have decided to spend 2 days in Paris.
Hi there, it's Jamie here from Neil Fox's More Music Breakfast Show. Now, a short while ago, I met up with Julie Delpy, who, as you may know, is in the new film 2 Days in Paris. Not only is she the writer and producer of this film, but she also stars in it, she edited it, and she does the music in it. So I started off, of course, by asking her if she at all has a problem with being a control freak.
Not at all. What are you talking about? No, well, you know, in a way, because it is my first film, I kind of wanted to go through the process from A to Z, so it's kind of the reason why I did everything. But it's true that I believe editing is half of the movie, so for me it's essential to be really hands-on. And in that case, editing the entire film, but in the future, if I direct movies, I would like to very, very much be involved in the editing process as well. So,
how hard is it to then cut out like some of your favorite bits?
It's always painful. I mean, that's the price to pay when you direct a film, is you have to cut out things you like. But I guess, you know, you have to do it for the sake of the film, and you have to think of the film as a whole and not as little bits and pieces. And, you know, if you start to bore people in a comedy, it's the worst thing that can happen. It's like when people stop laughing and get a little tired and start yawning. So you can't have that in a comedy. You know, in a drama, you can have long moments for a second or something like that, but you really can bore people with a comedy. So I had to cut out a lot of stuff that I liked, but I'll put them in on the DVD.
So. Oh, brilliant. is there a sort of sneak preview you can give us? One of your favorite jokes that got cut that you can put in?
Well, there was a whole conversation of one of the girl at the party next to the sister when, like, the sister is talking about, like, cutting off a little children's penis because she's a children's psychiatrist. I shouldn't tell that, but no, but it's true. That's what she talks about in the film. And then the girl next to him, like, start talking, and all she talks about, again, is sex. And she's talking about the fact that, well, I don't want to say what she's saying, but you'll discover it. It's more funny if it ends up somewhere for people to discover.
Wait for the DVD.
Yeah, exactly. Wait for the DVD. Buy the DVD, even before the film is out. You know, order it online already.
It's on eBay.
No. Yeah. It's no. It's on YouTube already.
There's an awful lot of sex in this film.
Verbal sex. Not much sex going on.
Well, actually, there's no sex. He doesn't get to have it.
No one gets it in the film. There's a lot of verbal sex. Not oral sex, just verbal.
Given that your parents, your real parents, actually play your parents in the film, yeah. Did you not ever find that slightly awkward?
No, because my parents are both actors. So when I wrote it for them, and when I directed the film, I really put the made it clear, and for my parents as well, that this was a movie directed by me, and they're my parents, but they have to be actors on this, you know, not my parents. And actually, it was very sweet because they were fair game and just did it the way they like any other actor. They were actually easier than a lot of people on this film. So,
your dad is actually just like sort of Santa Claus.
Yes,
bad Santa.
Bad Santa, like a like a perv Santa.
But it must have been great to be able to work with him.
Yes, it was wonderful because he's a very funny actor. But at the same time, I pushed him far because, you know, I'm the kind of person that until I get what I want, I'm not going to stop. So, you know, when, you know, a dad has a tendency with a daughter to be like, oh, okay, I've done enough. I'm good enough. And like, I was like, no, dad, you've got to do it again because, you know, we had technical issues with like the Steadicam or whatever it was, you know. So, you know, I pushed him pretty far, but it was wonderful to direct them. My mom also is playing my mom in the film, and she was very funny, and it was a lot of fun to work with them. They're such lovely people. The crew was in love with them. It made it very easy, you know, so.
To sort of break the story down very briefly, and forgive me for doing it in this way, but it's basically a couple who go to a trip to Venice. It doesn't go according to plan because Adam, who plays your husband, has, yes, food poisoning. So they stop off in Paris, which is your hometown. And
to pick up the cat, basically, that they dropped off on their way from New York to their to her family.
And it, again, sort of doesn't all go according to plan. There's lots of relationship issues. I watched the film the other day, and I thought it was fantastic. And done on such a small budget as well. You must have found that difficult.
Yeah, that was really, really hard. We had 20 days to shoot the film, and I wish we had more. I mean, what was hard is that we had very little, you know, sometimes we could do, in some scenes we had little coverage. So that means little coverage means very, very hard to edit. So it made it really complicated on the editing bay. Like the work I had to do was very kind of very tedious.
That's your own fault for doing the editing. You could have given that someone else.
I know, but I felt I needed to be the editor on this. I really needed to be the editor because I knew what rhythm I wanted the film to have and what needed to be in the film or not. And I kind of love editing. It's one of my favorite things.
I'll tell you something that got me about the film is that obviously, being from France yourself, it didn't paint France in a great light. It's sort of the French, you sort of put them as being a little bit rude.
Like rude Gaulois, you know, the Gaulois, like the Gauls. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's also from his point of view, the film, very much so, because he's the fish out of water.
This is Adam Goldberg.
Adam Goldberg, yeah, playing Jack. And I wanted to feed his paranoia of, like, you know, being in this country of psycho perverts. I mean, you know, all these horrible things. And he's really, really more like the outsider. And in a way, that's why I have him watch M, you know, in bed. It's like he's like, he feels like the man that's like everyone's after him to get him. And, you know, obviously not like in M, he hasn't killed any little girl. But, you know, he almost feels as if he has, you know what I mean? Like, and that's why at the end he shaves an M on his chest for Marion, but also for M, like murderer, you know what I mean? He feels like totally excluded from this world. And the more I added, you know, aggression from the outside world, in this case from the French, the more he will stand out as being this fish out of water and totally out of his element, you know. That's funnier, you know.
It absolutely is. I mean, it's filmed almost like a documentary style. Yeah. And I was actually in Paris for 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Just a couple of weeks ago. And I have to say, I did find the French, not the French, the Parisians were particularly like this.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I love Parisians. I'm Parisian. But when I come back from another country, either US or UK or whatever, and the first few days, I'm just traumatized of how harsh it is. But then you adapt to it. After a while, you get used to, and they're not worse than anyone else. You just have to get under their, you know, tough skin at first. But, you know, when you first, like, rub against them, it's like rubbing against, you know, scales or something. It's like...
It's a different culture.
It's a different culture, yeah. It's very rough, you know. It's very rough. Parisians are tough, you know.
So is this in any way autobiographical?
There's elements that I've inspired myself from, definitely. Just the fact that I live abroad and I live part-time in Paris, I definitely inspired myself on a few things. And also things I've observed in other people.
Things you've observed, like particular photographs of people, or...?
No, that's something I have done.
No.
Yes. People don't like to know that. I maybe I shouldn't say all the truth. But I can't lie. I have done it. And I'm sure it's going to come out one day for real. The real photo is going to come out. So I better say it before it comes out.
The most amazing thing I thought is that you only used 3 helium balloons. I mean, personally, I think...
That's very little, isn't it?
Wow, I'm absolutely stunned by that. I wasn't expecting you to say... Basically, for those of you that have not seen it yet, there is a photograph in this film which is of helium balloons tied to a man's appendage. And it's actually what causes the rift between you and your boyfriend.
I needed a photo that I knew was going to be very outrageous, but at the same time very funny and not vulgar in a sense that it's not trashy sexy, which you don't want to see in a comedy. It's like something very goofy. You know, it's like, how cute in a way that you know, this man has Ilyin Belyuts tied around his thing. I think it's very cute and funny and very innocent in a way. There's something very childish. And I think it, well, for me, it's kind of a representation of like how Marion sees sex and men, which is like, it's like a big present, you know? It's like a party. It's like for Christmas or for your birthday. You have a lot of Ilyin Belyuts at birthday parties, you know? So it's for a birthday. Don't you think it's sweet?
I've got to say, if I unwrapped it, I'd be a little bit shocked. But if you like it, then, you know, when's your birthday?
21st of December.
Hey, it'll be Christmas and birthday all wrapped up in one. There we go. Listen, I really did enjoy the film. Good luck with it. I really do hope it does very well. And I was a little bit disappointed, I have to say, when I heard what the title was. Having seen A Night in Paris, I thought it might be the sequel, and there's no sign of the Hilton girls anywhere. But
sorry.
It's just as good, though. Thank you.